Count Corlett, Count Corlett, Deputy Verona Murphy, may I say to you, Count Corlett, that today you have the full backing of this government. Thank you.
Resume your seats.
And Mary Lou McDonald can sneer
Deputy
all she wants. I am not sneering, Count Corlett. You have lost the confidence, and no amount of tetchiness from Micheál Martin will change that.
Oh, hang on a sec now. Nobody is getting tetchy here except for you, Deputy McDonald.
I poked the bear, Count Corlett.
You poked nobody. Anybody.
What did you call me?
Sorry, Count Corlett. Micheál Lowry gave me the finger.
I reject that out of hand. I was simply scratching my head. I was scratching my head.
You're making an absolute holy show of yourselves. Resume your seats. Resume your seats.
Count Corlett, you have lost the confidence of Sinn Féin and the House.
Deputy McDonald, you've pulled the wrong sow by the ear.
Yes, well said, Count Corlett.
Now I call Minister for Housing James Brown TD.
Shut up, Murphy, will you?
I will not shut up. Resume your seats, Deputy Pascal Donoghue.
No, I wasn't talking to you, Deputy Murphy. I was talking to Deputy Paul Murphy, not Verona Murphy. Sorry.
Fair enough. Shut up, Deputy Murphy, and resume your seats. James Brown, how do you feel about the housing? Ow!
I feel good.
What the hell is going on here? Not going on.
I knew that I would, Count Corlett.
Resume your seat!
I feel nice.
Ow! Resume your seats!
Votile! Votile!
Votile! Votile! Votile! Votile! Votile!
No? Resume!
Stick it, Deputy. Thank you.
Deputy Pascal Donoghue!
Yes, Count Corlett, thank you.
Please!
It's time to do the voting. It's time to start a fight. It's time to act the agent down in Leinster House tonight.
Taoiseach!
It's time to give two fingers and act the real gobshite. It's time to act the agent down in Leinster House tonight.
Healy Rays!
Why do we always come here?
I guess we'll never know.
It must be those expenses. Get keep us on the go.
We'll never be respected.
How did we get elected?
The country's been neglected by the most sensational, confrontational, mortificational, mobitational.
This is what goes on in Leinster House.
In our day, we had real weather events, not this puffery. Not this Metairn spoofology. Yeah. Theresa Mannion going for a Golden Globe on radio ads. Like Penelope Pitstop is shouting and roaring and just trying to excite the whole country. She should have got a Golden Globe. But we had terrible, 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 desperate cold.
Nice.
I remember 1958 playing football in Stella Maris in Drumcondra. Minus 22 degrees Celsius, Ian. Minus 2 degrees. Now, there were stalactites on the football.
Really? They're the ones that go down, are they?
Well, they were all around it, as far as I could see.
Right.
So, the football looked like one of those old scientific models of a coronavirus.
Right.
If you headed the ball, you were dead instantly. Right? Because it spiked you. It was like a weapon out of Gladiator.
Yeah.
Now, there was a young lad... Nice lad, Sammy the Statue, we called him.
Remember Sammy
him,
the John? Statue.
Yeah, remember him, Eamon.
Sammy the Statue, Sammy Eglinton.
There as well. Go on.
Sammy Eglinton, goalkeeper, Ian. Now, he froze solid in the goal and nobody noticed for 2 days. Now, he wasn't a great keeper, Sammy, so he didn't move much anyway, so there wasn't really nobody noticed. But Sammy, there's a statue, he's known as Sammy the Statue, that was real cold.
Yeah.
If the goalkeeper is frozen solid.
Exactly. That was real, real stuff. Simon, real weather, real cold, minus 20, come on.
Well, I want to be very clear about this. I want to extend my sympathies to Sammy the Statue and his family, because this is a serious, serious situation. Serious situation.
Okay. All right, thank you very much. Sorry, just stay there for a second, Simon. Michael Flatley is on with us as well. Hello, Michael, how are you? Long time.
Top of the morning to you,
long time, no talk. How are you?
I remember Begabs as a young buck in Chicago 40 years ago. I was digging ditches and washing plates during the week and doing gigs at the weekend. And I remember Paddy's Day 1984, Begabs.
Yeah.
Minus 35 degrees,
Stop.
Be Jesus. I'm on a bandstand in Chicago. Yeah. I'm about to do an old tune. I look down and me flute is frozen solid. And I tell you, there's nothing worse than a man trying to blow his own flute and nothing coming out. My motto is, if me flute is working, it's not that cold. And this morning, me flute has never sounded better.
And you join us outside Montrose, where thousands of people have gathered around the radio centre to await the election of a new Liveline presenter. We await the white smoke for this historic event at this holy place where so many popes have reigned before, all the way back to Pope Gay the First. Then, of course, on to Pope Ryan the 23rd, excommunicated in his prime, of course. And then recently, the end of the reign of Pope Joseph. And something is happening, is it? Is it? No, it's black smoke. Black smoke, the wisps of black smoke from the chimney top. The black smoke of burning license fees disappearing into the sky. Let's go inside the conclave to witness the selection process.
Liveline audition 59, Michael O'Leary.
Right, who's on line two?
How are you, Joe? It's Brendan.
Joe? Who's Joe? It's Michael, you ingrate.
Oh, sorry, Michael. Joe, Brendan.
Sorry, what's wrong with you anyway? By the way, do you know that it's 20 to 3 in the afternoon? Why aren't you at work?
Calling about the pensioner disability.
Oh, here we go again. Cry me a river. Another sheep from the great unwashed coming up with a gem of an excuse as to why he won't get a job.
I can't walk, Joe.
Well, then just lie down and shut up and stop wasting taxpayer money to ring me.
Joe!
Who's next?
The choice of a new national spiritual leader is difficult. The conclave are adamant that, like Pope Joe, the next pontificator should be a man of the people, common, ordinary, like Joseph.
Liveline audition 71, Philip Boucher Hayes.
Bernie, pray tell, what ails you?
It's the price of eggs, Philip.
When you say eggs, Bernie, are you talking oysters or are we talking more caviar? For example, beluga caviar. In Glastonbury, for example, you can pick up a gram for €200, I believe, from Caviston's. I like it with octopus myself and maybe a cheeky glass of Montrachet 1968. Bernie?
What?
Many in Montrose suggest the conclave will suggest a younger candidate with a large social media following.
Right, Liveline audition 122, Garen Noon.
So then I had the operation on the hip. But the fluid came through the bone there, Gary.
Yeah.
And then there was a danger of the sepsis, so they said they'd have to take the leg off altogether.
Mm.
Now, that was on top of the problem I had with the spleen. And
Lucas, why are Irish people obsessed with hospitals? Can we not just talk about fucking biscuits? What's your favourite biscuit, Ambrose? For fuck's sake, please.
Shh. Liveline audition 179.
So I was there for 6 hours and 40 people ahead of me in the queue.
Oh no, at the deposit return machine.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
No, no.
Trying to recycle me bottles.
Oh, I know, doing your bit for the environment at the end of the day. I understand, Max.
But then they ran out of paper.
Oh, so you couldn't collect your voucher, I know. 515151, your comments back after this.
But for many, the ideal candidate will come from inside the institution.
Liveline audition 243, Ray Darcy.
Sorry, line two, Maeve.
How are you, Joe?
That wasn't Maeve. Sorry, just press this one here. Sorry, wrong button. Listen. Sorry, is that Maeve?
How are you, Joe? This is Deirdre.
Okay, this is about the halal ducks.
No, this is about the con man in Tipperary.
No, it says Deirdre, halal ducks.
No, con man.
But it does.
But it isn't.
No, but it is.
The con man in Tipperary.
Just press this one. Try and get me.
Hello?
Hang on.
Talk to Joe.
I told you. It wouldn't work. It wouldn't work. That's it. Ray's next. Oh, that's me. Sorry.
So, President Trump, Donald Trump in the United States, he's certainly hit the ground running big time. He's kind of been talking about doing things and now he's trying to get things underway and he's signing all kinds of decrees here and there. Tariffs is the big thing. I mean, did you hear the news there? He's talking about, you know, Gaza and all that kind of business. But the tariffs over the last few days, a lot of coverage of President Trump and all the tariffs on Mexico and Canada. And people are now worried in Europe, you know, because, you know, Europe is a big area and lucrative, I would imagine, in terms of tariffs. And what about Ireland? I mean, this guy is so unpredictable. Are we worried? Taoiseach, Taoiseach, are we worried?
Well, going forward, Ian, I don't think we have anything to worry about in the short to medium term.
Right.
We have a special relationship with the United States, and we don't expect any immediate shocks.
Okay, Pascal, you're Minister for Finance again.
Good morning, Ian.
Good morning.
Tariffs are up for your listeners. Tariffs are actually very, very, very complicated and long-winded. And in reality, they take a long time for people to impose. So I think all these kind of talks of tariffs is very much scaremongering. And I don't think we have anything to worry about in Ireland in the short term at all.
Okay.
Nothing to worry about in Ireland.
Okay, very good. Okay, sorry about this. I think we can go live to the White House where President... Sorry about the noise. We're going live to the White House where President Trump seems to be making a statement in front of a helicopter.
Thank you. This morning I'm announcing sweeping new tariffs on many more countries, many more, including the Republic of Ireland. Ireland has been ripping us off for years. Years. We don't need anything from Ireland. We have everything we need in our great United States. Therefore, as of from today, I am imposing a 25% tariff on all Irish products, including Kerrygold butter. It's a bad butter, hard butter, doesn't melt, it clumps on your toast. Can't break it down. A 25% tariff on Barry's tea, Kimberly Mikado, and coconut creams. We have our own coconuts, thank you. And Tato chips. I spoke to the CEO of Tato Chips, Mr. Tato, this morning, and he folded like a dog. Like a dog. Sir, I'm so sorry, sir. We're hitting Ireland hard. Questions? Yes, questions?
President Trump, Ian Dempsey.
Yeah, you.
Ian Dempsey, Today FM Radio Ireland. Are these the only tariffs?
Great question, which is unusual for you. You're usually part of the fake news. Irish bread, 40% tariffs. Brennan's, it could be today's bread somewhere else, quite frankly. Johnston, Mooney, and O'Brien, nasty people, 30%. Waterford Blas will no longer be pouring into our country. Irish chocolates, 40% tariff. Lily O'Brien, she's a nasty, vicious woman.
Stop.
She's so nasty. And I'm also imposing, as of today, 100% tariffs on Cully and Sully soups. These soups have been sent unsolicited as gifts to the Oval Office for years. Years. Cully and Sully are radical left scum. We don't need their tasty vegetable soups. Questions? Questions?
Sorry.
More questions.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Michael Healy-Ray, President Trump, another question. Ireland. This is from Ireland. Can you take... Michael, go ahead, Michael.
Go! Mr. Trump, Michael Healy-Ray here, member of the government and the opposition at the same time simultaneously. If you go after Kerrygold butter, we will retaliate with tariffs of our own. We will make sure your Super Bowl is broadcast on GAA Go, meaning nobody will see it and will cost a fortune for anyone to do it.
Ian, will I give him Ballymun Pascal?
No, Pascal, please, Ian.
We're going down in flames here.
You'll make him worse.
Jesus, Ian.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you
very
much.
Good night, Ireland.
Okay, everybody, we're delighted to have you here to record the audio version of Johnny's autobiography. People like Ronan O'Gara, Paul O'Connell, thanks for joining us.
Yep. Thanks, guys.
Let's get straight down to business, guys. Johnny Sexton, Obsessed, Chapter 1. Off you go, Johnny.
Yeah. It is the 11th of July, 1985. I am born. The obstetrician in charge is not up to scratch, and I notice he gets my weight wrong immediately. Not by much, but still wrong. I scream. I'm £8.6, you dope. He sheepishly says sorry, but I cut him off. Sorry? What kind of delivery do you call that anyway? I roar as the midwife puts on my first nappy.
Lovely stuff, Johnny. Thanks.
Jesus, that's fairly intense, Johnny.
Okay, let's skip to chapter 8, rivalries. Rog, you're up.
My biggest rival was always Ronan O'Gara. Yeah. Although a good out half, he was a cocky tool, and I knew I was way better than him. Even worse, he was from Cork, Puke, carrying that chip on his shoulder they all have down there. Huh? Do I have to read?
Keep reading, Johnny, please.
O'Gara was looking for trouble, and he was going to get it. He brushed by me on the field. I said, jog on, you dick.
What did you say to me, said Rog?
Let's go. Right here, right now, I said. Suddenly, Paul O'Connell ran over to protect Rog, as usual. Lads, break it up. Is he giving you trouble, Rog? Said Paulie.
Rog?
Rog, knowing he's now protected by his 6'5" security guard called Paulie, decides he's suddenly brave enough to shout, you're a coward. You're useless, says Rog.
Who are you calling a coward? I roar. Lads, we want no trouble, said Paulie.
Paulie, get out of my way and I'll take him right here, right now, said Rog.
Guys. You and whose f***ing army, I said.
Guys. You dirty langer, said Rog.
Lads, get guys. Your hands off each other, said Paulie. Yeah,
guys, what page are you on? None of this is actually in the book. Chapter 7, Le Drop Goal.
We are in injury time against the French. It all comes down to me, as usual. The ball is thrown into Devon Toner.
Devon?
I rise high. High.
Up you go there, Devon.
High into the sky. Ah!
Okay, guys, never mind the ceiling. Keep reading.
The ball is delivered from Connor to me. Joe Schmidt is roaring on the sideline.
Johnny, whatever you do, don't kick.
It's then I realise Joe has no balls and I'm the real leader of the team as usual. He screams.
Johnny, if you kick that ball, you're off the team. I never said that.
Shut up. Connor, give me the ball.
Yeah, here.
I look between the posts. I'm at least 70 yards out.
42.
Shut up, Rog, I say, huh? As I launch the drop goal.
No, Johnny, not up towards this area, please.
The book is called Obsessed. It needs to be realistic.
Johnny.
The kick is high.
No, Johnny, please.
Ah. Yes, I done it. Get on top of me, guys, now.
Yeah.
Come on, lads, we'll humour him.
Well done, Johnny.
Well done, yeah.
Okay, chapter 11, Media Pains. Cue Ian Dempsey.
Cheers. As Irish captain, I found post-match interviews difficult enough. But every so often, I was asked to appear on this yoke called the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Carry on, Ian.
Oh, that's me. Yeah. Sorry. Your man Dempsey is a total clown who knows nothing about rugby. And when I say nothing, I mean zilch. He'd ask me stupid questions about my haircut or where I was going on holidays. He's a total embarrassment and a complete... here, Johnny, I'm not reading this
shit. Just shut up, old man, and read it, okay? Just shut
I'm
up.
Willing me a
hole. What?
Good luck.
What the hell do you think you're doing? Where are you going?
Off, you little b***s.
What?
Top man, Ian.
Critics everywhere are hailing Cillian Murphy's performance in Small Things Like These.
She asked me to get her out.
Murphy is astonishing. Possibly the finest performance of his career. 5 stars. Cillian Murphy is simply mesmeric.
Turn that off.
Any chance of that cup of tea?
Coming up, love.
Critics are hailing Cillian Murphy's latest cup of tea as a masterpiece.
Milk, love?
The Irish Independent says no one makes a cup of tea like Murphy. The Irish Times squeezes every last bit out of the bag.
Sugar?
Perfectly brewed and just the right temperature, Vanity Fair. Murphy has done it again. Surely his finest cup of tea since the last one.
Don't forget you're on the school run today.
Yeah, I'm on it. Get in, lads.
Thanks, Dad. Right,
cheers, Dad. Home sweet home.
Critics everywhere are hailing Cillian Murphy's latest school run.
How was your geography test?
The Irish Times says Murphy makes collecting his kids somehow seem profound. The Irish Independent: Murphy pulls into the space effortlessly before driving away with panache. An incredible achievement, says the Irish Examiner. Nobody collects his kids quite like Cillian Murphy, The Echo. Sublime shuttling, Vanity Fair.
Don't forget to put the bins out.
Cool. I'm just in the toilet.
Critics everywhere are raving about Cillian Murphy's latest slash.
And don't forget, love!
The green bin and the brown bin, I know.
Empire Magazine says 5 stars. A riveting and powerful visit to the toilet by Cillian Murphy. The Irish Independent says Cillian Murphy produces a masterclass in peeing. Variety, a powerful and devastating slash by Murphy. The Star, bullseye, precision from Murphy as every last drop hits the bowl. Back of the net. The Echo. Nobody takes a whiz like our boy Cillian. And the Irish Times. A profound study in urination.
I'd give it 10 minutes if I was you.
Right, we're joined now by the man who has just won over 13 billion euro. Pascal Donoghue, how does it feel?
Well, I'm still a bit shell-shocked, Matt, to be honest with you, so...
Now, earlier on today, you said an extraordinary thing. You said you wanted to give it back. Are you mad?
Well, at first I didn't want it at all, Matt. I mean, you know, I
but
just...
But now they're saying you have to take it, apparently. You have to take the 13 billion euro. So all this money, what are you going to do with the cash? You go on holiday to Lanzarote? New car?
No, Matt, that would be imprudent of me, as there are far more important matters that need to be addressed, especially for people who are struggling around the country.
So what do you have to say to people out there, Pascal Donoghue, who are in dire need of money like this?
Absolutely, Matt. I would like to address that directly. For all the people who need a hand, I'm telling you it'll all be grand. Don't worry. Don't worry, Matt.
Right.
We've Apple. Don't worry.
What can I...
20,000 hospital beds or 2 million bicycle sheds. Don't worry. Take it easy, Matt.
Okay.
We've Apple.
Okay.
Don't worry, we've Apple. Don't worry. We've Apple. Don't worry, we've Apple. A little pay rise for the nurses. Maybe more money in teachers' purses. Don't worry.
Needed.
It'll be grand.
Right.
We've Apple. Don't worry, we've Apple. Lads need a bailout in RTE.
Huh.
Here's what I have to say to ye. Don't worry. Here you go, lads.
Unfair competition.
Sure, we've Apple.
Huh.
Don't worry, we've Apple. Don't worry. We've Apple. It'll get us over the hump. Don't worry. We've Apple.
Saturday?
Everybody's talking about the weather. But where do we get our weather forecasts from? Years ago, the only weather forecast we ever got was given to us on telly by a man with a stick pointing at a paper chart.
Well, as you can see, tomorrow in Ireland will be overcast and cloudy here. Just stick on the cardboard cloud thingy here. 883 millibars, rising slowly.
Over time, weather forecasters evolved.
Oh ho! Maisie O'Shaughnessy! She's 107 today. She sent in this photo from Kanturk. It's sheeting down! Oh ho!
Nowadays, you can get your weather anywhere, anytime. Apps, podcasts, streamers. Everybody's doing it. Everybody wants it. Weather hobbyists are everywhere, in every county. Waterford.
Just looking at me satellite photo there. 16 degrees in Ballytruckle there, out near the Golden Flyby.
Cork.
As you can see, the rain is covering most of the country, but down in Cork, it's actually a beautiful day. It's going to be sun splitting everywhere. Highs in Ringaskiddy there, 24 degrees. Me Jazza, ball on there, lads.
The days of Met Aaron's monopoly are over.
Mainstream weather, it's dead. Met Aaron, what?
Yeah, fake weather.
Fake weather. That's fake. What they are. Yeah, this is the only man. This is the only fella worth trusting.
The man they're referring to is a weather forecasting phenomenon. The breakout weatherman of the decade. His name is Carlo Weather.
It's a beautiful day.
Carlo Weather is a weather forecasting superstar.
Oh, it's uncanny how often he gets it right. There's a lot of bitterness out there, I'll tell you. And I'm not talking about the weather. Oh,
Carlo Weather, a.k.a. Alan O'Reilly, has taken weather forecasting by storm. He's a weather rock star.
Tuesday morning, it's a dull one. Rain moving down from the north.
Wherever he goes, he's mobbed by his thousands of screaming fans.
How's it going?
Oh, yeah.
He's the Elon Musk of meteorology, the Harry Styles of high pressure.
Oh, yeah.
Thousands come to his signings.
I'm a bit nervous.
Don't be nervous, no.
What's it going to be like tomorrow, Alan?
Mr. Fog and Places in Tipperary, yeah.
Hi, Alan. Would you sign my sunburn, please?
Yeah, no bother.
Thanks. Yeah.
His legendary gigs sell out in seconds.
Moderate south to southwest winds. Generally cloudy on Tuesday.
His new album, Black Ice, has gone platinum, while his breakthrough single, Squally Showers, has over a billion listens on Spotify. Pundits and journalists like Eamon Dunphy are flabbergasted.
No, he's the real deal. I think he's the Lionel Messi of weather forecasters.
And Paul Kimmage.
All I'm saying is, how can a guy get it that right so many times? He must be on something.
This summer, Carlo Weather is set to do two nights in Croke Park. He's even given us his own forecast.
Yeah, prolonged sunny spells should be between 21 and 24 degrees.
Oh my God, it's Carlo Weather!
Oh, how are you?
Ah! Are you? Alan!
Yeah, how's it going?
Spit on me, Alan!
No, there's plenty of rain tomorrow. Don't worry.
It's the only GAA football board game you'll need this Christmas! Schmozzle!
Yay, Dad, let's play Schmozzle!
It's got so many rules, it'll make your brain go... Schmozzle!
Da, how many players do I have to leave in your side of the field?
I think it's three.
And what about my side of the field?
I don't know, I'll look at the clar.
What's the clar?
Jeez, I'll be with you in a sec.
With Schmozzle, you play with your very own GAA tokens.
Bags, Paul Mescal, shorts.
I'll take the black card.
Oh, you got the Sam Maguire.
Everybody can play Schmozzle!
1, 2, 3. Hawkeye says, Neil, go back 3 spaces. Fair enough.
2, 3, 4. You've won an All-Star. Pick up your complimentary courtesy car at your local garage. Yes!
Ah, you fluky little...
So far, so good. But wait until the new GAA football rules kick in. Now, you're gonna get schmozzled.
Right, that's 1 point for you, so...
2 points, Dad. I was outside the arc.
Arc?
Yeah.
Oh, hang on, what arc?
Oh, it's over 40 metres out. I was out...
I look at the clar.
What's the clar?
Shut up.
Schmozzle, the game that's progressive, dynamic, and completely baffling.
Free to me, passed back to the keeper.
What's wrong with that, Da?
You weren't inside the rectangle.
But I was outside the arc. Is the arc not part of the rectangle? I mean, I was...
No, you have to be in the rectangle or in the opposition half.
Why?
How should I know? I don't make the f***ing rules.
Schmozzle will do your head in.
1, 2, 3. Mark.
No, you can't do a mark there.
Why not?
Because it has to be inside the 20 metre line.
I was inside the 20 metre line.
Yeah, but it has to come from outside the 45 metre line if you want to claim the mark.
I want to consult the referee card.
Fair enough, there you go.
Referee says, go back to the clar.
Schmozzle comes with 14 A4 pages filled with 500 new rules.
1, 2, 3. Descent. Move the free forward 50 metres while still keeping 3 players in your own half, but not in the rectangle.
You're inside the arc, so you only get a point if you score.
Yes, point.
Hang on. Hawkeye says, Neil Issigum. Ha 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 ha.
Even Hawkeye hasn't a breeze what's going on anymore. Wreck your head and your Christmas and get
Schmozzle!
The brand new GAA football board game.
Game
policy rules.
Created by Burns and Gavin.
Oh God, will we give it another lash though, Simon, going forward?
Yeah, bet your arse we will.
I feel a sing song coming on, lads.
Sing song going forward.
Same again.
The votes have been cast and we've counted them. Now we will decide who's in power. We gave you your chance and ye went to the polls, but ye voted in the same bleeding shower. And here we'll stay inside the doll and bring ye all to tears. It's Fianna Gael and Fianna Fáil. We'll see yous in 5 years.
Come on, lads.
Rotation once again. Rotation once again. We'll make a few bob boys sharing the job. It's rotation once again.
Yay! Oh,